brush every day, keep the dentist away. This is Sandra Tinglo with the lowdown on science. Time to replace that old toothbrush, but there are so many types. Which one is best? Muhammad Kashif from the University of the Punjab, Pakistan, wanted to know. He and colleagues recruited 30 millennials and asked them to not brush for 24 hours. The volunteers then used one of four toothbrush designs. One had bristles that were flat and even. Another's dipped down in the middle. A third zigzagged like shark teeth. The last one? Crisscross. Applesauce? Kashif found that while all toothbrushes remove plaque, the crisscross design was the least effective. That toothbrush removed only about 30% of the plaque. Other designs removed a little over half. Why the difference? Kashif thinks the angles of the crisscross design actually reduce the force of brushing. That means less plaque gets scraped off and maybe more cavities. Sometimes simpler is just better. So when brooding over what brush to buy, don't overthink it. Just don't double-cross yourself.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.